Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. Just $14.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyon joins me to talk about things on your screen, big and small. Susie, we've got quite a selection this week.
We sure do, Kat. We have three different shows for you, and none of them are similar in the slightest. We've got a neo-Western drama series for you, a kids' film, and a reality TV show.
Let's start off with a neo-Western drama series featuring Kevin Costner.
This one's an exciting one. It's called Yellowstone, and seasons 1 and 2 dropped on the 12th of March on Sky Show. Yellowstone is a TV show where the cowboy western life meets the big city mafia life. So the Dutton family control the largest ranch in the USA, but it's under constant attack from land developers, issues with the neighboring Native American reservation, as well as a national park, namely Yellowstone. So the Dutton family is led by John, Kevin Costner, and we follow John and his children as they navigate this tough and cutthroat world a long way from the bustling life of suburbia or city living that we all might be used to.
This is also full of family drama. Are we ready for a little snippet from the trailer, Susie?
Let's hear it.
Stagnation is death for a town, and the Duttons are the ones killing it.
The new chief is hungry for a fight.
I'm going to buy your ranch. And I'm going to pull down every fence. It'll look like it used to, when it was ours.
There's a real ranch. The ranch that they used in Yellowstone, it exists.
That's right. The real ranch is called the Chief Joseph Ranch, and it is a functioning ranch in the US that they use and that you can stay at. But if you watch Yellowstone and you think, do you know what, I want a bit of that ranch life for myself, the TV show is so popular that that ranch is actually booked out now for months in advance. So we're going to have to wait a little longer before we order some flights over to go and ride horses over at the Chief Joseph Ranch.
Yes, like that's the only reason that we won't be flying over anywhere right now.
Yeah.
Like you say, the first season is incredibly popular already. That trailer snippet was from season one because I didn't want to put any spoilers out there, but season one and two are already on Sky Show. Three, I think it's coming out soon, and four is already, they're making it. So we're here for the long haul.
Yeah, so they've been filming and they've released a couple of seasons, and Kevin Costner is known for his romantic roles, you know, in the 80s and 90s, but he actually is a huge Western movie and TV fan, and this TV show has earned him acclaim from all over the world. And that is probably why that this show is getting those seasons, because people are really enjoying it.
Let's move on to one that's on Disney Plus. It's called Soul. This is brought to you by Disney and Pixar.
That's right. This one has Jamie Foxx in it and Tina Fey doing the voices of some of the characters in it. So what is it about? Well, wannabe jazz pianist Joe is a music teacher, but he dreams of something bigger. He gets lucky and he lands himself a gig with a prominent jazz artist in New York. But in his excitement, he finds himself trapped somewhere between Earth and the afterlife. He makes it his escape and has to help a soul find its purpose. And he uses this opportunity to try to get back in time to play that gig of his dreams. Will he make it? And will he learn anything along the way?
I don't feel like it's a kids' movie. The themes are pretty big. And like you say, trapped somewhere in the afterlife, but is it really? It's certainly not religious. Are you ready, though, to hear a little trailer from Disney and Pixar's Soul?
It's a good one, so put it on.
Is this heaven?
No, it's the great before.
This is where new souls get their personalities, quirks, and interests before they go to Earth.
Meet 22.
I don't want to go to Earth.
Stop fighting this.
I don't want to.
Okay, look, I already know everything about Earth, and I don't want anything to do with it.
One of the great things that I loved about this was all of the different accents that you can hear. Because, well, it's set in the great before.
Exactly. We've got some New Zealand voice actors in there. We've got some well-known British actors. See if you can hear them. And as well as the American ones, Jamie Foxx and Tina Fey. So this I watched with my nine-year-old. It is a really great film for literally the whole family. It's a tearjerker. It is funny. It's a really fun film to watch.
I can't imagine the main character being anything other than a jazz musician, but that wasn't the first thought for this film.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what it would have been like as a film if Joe Gardner had been a scientist, but that was the original storyline. They really thought about it, and Pixar changed it when they felt that the audience wouldn't root as much for a scientist as they would for a musician. And I think they made the right move there.
Ouch for scientists listening. Yeah. So sorry. Lastly, I want to look at something on Netflix. I don't think we've ever covered a reality TV show before, but that's all about to change.
I don't know if you're a reality TV fan, but I am. I love reality TV shows. So I'm super excited about this one. This one is dropping on Netflix and it's called Marriage or Mortgage. It came out on the 10th of March and it's about the American dream. So a family and a great big American house is what people really aim for. But what if couples can only afford one? The wedding of their dreams or the house of their dreams? So this show brings a real estate agent and a wedding planner together to pit against each other to win the business of couples who can't make up their mind to splurge on the biggest day of their lives or settle down in a house that they hope will be their forever home.
I'm going to play a snippet of the trailer, which is literally just going to demonstrate exactly what you have just said. Here we go.
I'm going to show them they can afford a wedding that's over the top.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I'm going to find their dream house. It can be everything you want.
This is what we're talking about. It's in my dreams. I haven't stopped thinking about it. Let me have this.
I thought that's a reasonable concept. You know, people that might want their dream house, people that might want a dream wedding, and they have to choose between them. And yet, when you actually watch this, they are all mega rich, because we're not just talking about, oh, they're getting a little apartment in the city weighed up against a humble wedding. It's no holds barred, nothing held back, massive mega wedding versus a mansion. So actually, I just think to myself, well, you could actually have both. Just rein it in a bit.
They're not exactly looking for one-bedroom apartments to fit their family.
No.
The couples are from Nashville. It's a diverse cast of real people, and they are making real decisions.
Where do you instinctively go?
I instinctively go that you should be buying your house.
Yeah, me
but,
too.
You know, it is true that houses do come and go. You don't necessarily live in one house forever. So maybe there's an argument for both.
Sure. I feel like I could give that a go because it's just that kind of trash TV that I could really get into, embarrassingly. Mm-hmm. Let's never talk about this again. Thanks very much, Susie Lyne, for taking us through things on our big screen and little screen. No, I take it back. They're all on our little screen for the moment. It's Yellowstone on Sky Show. It's Soul on Disney Plus and Marriage or Mortgage on Netflix. Thanks, Susie.
Enjoy.
Big screen, little screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. Just $14.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.